5. Relation of Master Sons to the Universe. The power of a Master Michael is unlimited because derived from experienced association with the Paradise Trinity. Is unquestioned because derived from actual experience as the very creature subject to such authority. The nature of the sovereignty of a sevenfold Creator Son is supreme because it 1. Embraces the sevenfold viewpoint of Paradise Deity. 2. Embodies a sevenfold attitude of time-space creatures. 3. Perfectly synthesizes Paradise attitude and creature viewpoint. This experiential sovereignty is thus all-inclusive of the divinity of God the sevenfold culminating in the Supreme Being. And the personal sovereignty of a sevenfold Son is like the future sovereignty of the sometime-to-be-completed Supreme Being. Embracing as it does the fullest possible content of the power and authority of the Paradise Trinity manifestable within the time-space limits concerned. With the achievement of supreme local universe sovereignty, there passes from a Michael Son the power and opportunity to create entirely new types of creature beings during the present universe age. But a Master Son's loss of power to originate entirely new orders of beings in no way interferes with the work of life elaboration already established and in process of unfoldment. This vast program of universe evolution goes on without interruption or curtailment. The acquirement of supreme sovereignty by a Master Son implies the responsibility of personal devotion to the fostering and the administering of that which has already been designed and created. And of that which will subsequently be produced by those who have been thus designed and created. In time there may develop an almost endless evolution of diverse beings, but no entirely new pattern or type of intelligent creature will henceforth take direct origin from a Master Son. This is the first step, the beginning, of a settled administration in any local universe. The elevation of a sevenfold bestowal son to the unquestioned sovereignty of his universe means the beginning of the end of age-long uncertainty and relative confusion. Subsequent to this event, that which cannot be sometime spiritualized will eventually be disorganized. That which cannot be sometime coordinated with cosmic reality will eventually be destroyed. When the provisions of endless mercy and nameless patience have been exhausted in an effort to win the loyalty and devotion of the will creatures of the realms, justice and righteousness will prevail. That which mercy cannot rehabilitate, justice will eventually annihilate. The Master Michaels are supreme in their own local universes when once they have been installed as sovereign rulers. The few limitations upon their rule are those inherent in the cosmic pre-existence of certain forces and personalities. Otherwise, these Master Sons are supreme in authority, responsibility, and administrative power in their respective universes. They are as creators and gods, supreme in virtually all things. There is no penetration beyond their wisdom regarding the functioning of a given universe. After his elevation to settled sovereignty in a local universe of Paradise, Michael is in full control of all other sons of God functioning in his domain, and he may freely rule in accordance with his concept of the needs of his realms. A Master Son may at will vary the order of the spiritual adjudication and evolutionary adjustment of the inhabited planets. And such sons do make and carry out the plans of their own choosing in all matters of special planetary needs, in particular regarding the worlds of their creature sojourn and still more concerning the realm of terminal bestowal, the planet of incarnation in the likeness of mortal flesh. The Master Sons seem to be in perfect communication with their bestowal worlds. Not only the worlds of their personal sojourn but all worlds whereon a magisterial son has bestowed himself. This contact is maintained by their own spiritual presence, the Spirit of Truth. which they are able to pour out upon all flesh. These Master Sons also maintain an unbroken connection with the Eternal Mother Son at the center of all things. They possess a sympathetic reach which extends from the Universal Father on high to the lowly races of planetary life in the realms of time.